Zeffen Blacksburg here, and I'm joined by Mikael Nielsen. And Mikael is a personal coach, business coach, international speaker, firewalking instructor, and author. He primarily works with entrepreneurs, business people, and others who are highly committed to achieving an outstanding life. With a corporate background in banking, computing, and management, an extensive travel history to over 50 countries, in 30 years' involvement in personal development, he has learned his stuff in the real world. Only teaches that which he has experienced and understood himself. Mikal is the author of two books, the most recent, The Quick Fix to Any Problem, released May of 2015. He is the creator of a number of online programs, including Living on Purpose Skype program, Modern Meditation for the Modern World, and the Mindful Minute Method. He also hosts his own web TV show, Awareness, The Key to the Driver's Seat. And Mikal, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so first of all, I'm going to apologize because of our time difference. You told me when we jumped on it's like 1 a.m. over there, but it's 9 a.m. over here. So I'm just waking up and you're probably getting ready to go to sleep in a little bit. But how great is it that technology allows us to speak when we're halfway around the world from each other?
Yeah, just think it's absolutely amazing. With also with the work I'm doing, it's allowing me to have clients, pretty much anywhere in the world and connecting in this way. So it's fantastic. And thank you for doing what you're doing and putting this together and allowing people like myself from almost the other side of the planet to be part of that journey.
Absolutely. And
Absolutely.
you just released a new book called The Quick Fix to Any Problem. I'm just curious to hear a little bit about, where that book came from and what motivated you to start that.
It's motivated through the work that I've been doing for probably about the last 20 years. My passion is in personal growth, and I've been teaching that for quite some time in different ways, and particularly in the last 10 years or so, more on a one-on-one basis, working with entrepreneurs and business owners doing that. And the book is kind of a way of taking a lot of the stuff that I'm sharing with people and putting it into a book form. And to be quite honest with you, the first part of writing the book, it's not just so much about writing it to get the message out to others. It is more about my own journey of putting this in writing for clarifying for myself. So it was really a journey for myself at the same time. And the way the book kind of turned out along the way, it became like part of the book is kind of a quest. I'm taking people through a quest to know what is life really about and how we go about it. And it's like the book took me on that quest. So I went through that quest myself as I was writing the book. And at times I went, I wonder how this book is going to end. It kind of evolved in that journey. So it was a very fascinating process for me personally. And then, of course, also the idea of being able to get this message out to other people of taking the essence of what it is that I work with people with, so that other people anywhere around the world can pick it up and take some value out of that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a great resource to be able to publish a book and to put it out there. And maybe you give a speech somewhere and they want to learn more, and you could say, well, I already have this book ready to go. So such a good resource. And I know that before we jumped on the call, we talked a little bit about, mindfulness and meditation and how I think that it would be very hard for us to lead a meaningful life and I guess more of a peaceful life without, these two things, being more mindful, being more present in the moment, meditation and just being able to relax. You're kind of like me where we both don't really go to sleep until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, not because we can't, but because, we're just more functional at that time. But I'm curious to hear, most people lay down in bed, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and I feel like their brains are just still turned on. They're just constantly churning out information. So I'd love to hear from you maybe a little bit about, how meditation and how mindfulness can start to impact the brain and getting it to quiet down, and what sort of impacts we see throughout your daily life, in work, in relationships with others when it comes to mindfulness.
Yeah, very, very good questions. And what a very common feedback I get from my one-on-one clients when I work with them, often for no more than 2 or 3 months, they will come and start telling me that I'm actually sleeping better now. And they kind of almost seem puzzled about it. And so you're right, many people, they lay down in bed at night and actually they can't sleep very easily. Because the mind is overactive, and it's we don't they think that the mind gets really active at night when they go to bed, but the fact is that it's active throughout the day, but they're not aware of it because they're busy doing other things. So it's just kind of going in overdrive, and it often really doesn't get a chance to slow down and quieten down. And then by the time you then hit bed and the pillow and there's nothing to do physically, then you become aware of of this incredible busyness that is going on in the mind. So it's a very big part of what I coach and what I teach, and it's been a big part of my own journey with meditation in a number of different ways, initially through traditional meditation. What happened to me along the way was, as I was working with my clients, and particularly with business people, I would suggest, let's do some meditation. And apart from kind of their eyes sort of glazing over and, oh, meditation, oh, that's that kind of weird stuff, isn't it? So first I will explain to them what meditation really is, actually, to get them to open up to that, and that works really well. And then I would say, well, so could you set aside, half an hour in the morning or half an hour at night? And you kind of you see the look on their face, and it's like, half an hour? They're busy business people. What do you mean half an hour? I could maybe do 5 minutes at a push. So I very quickly realized that I need to create something entirely different. If I'm gonna get these people to meditate, I have to come up with a different strategy on how to do that. And that's where, sort of over a couple of years, I developed a style of meditation where I would get them to meditate for 30 seconds at a time. And absolutely amazing the results that I got with that. And I was quite surprised myself. So I started practicing that that style myself. And then over the years, it has become to what it is today. And then an associate of mine one day came to me and said, "We've got to come up with a name for that because it's so unique and so powerful." And then she came up with a name, said, "We're going to call it modern meditation for the modern world." And I kind of like that concept, again, because the modern world is this world that doesn't have the boundaries of countries or religion or beliefs of any kind. It's like you and I are sitting right in the middle of the modern world right now, and you can do that anywhere. But what is one of the key things that comes with the modern world is a busyness. And it's within that busyness that the busyness then gets in here, and then we can't calm down.
Yeah, it's kind of like we've been working so hard all day out here, and then all of a sudden everything inside kind of continues. So like you get in the car to go home and it just doesn't stop.
Yes, yeah. So this we call them meditation snacks. So a meditation teacher once told us in a class about 20 years ago, and I'll never forget that. We're all sitting there, for an hour at a time meditating. And then suddenly he says, "You're far better off doing 60 1 minute meditations a day than one 60 minute meditation." I'll never, because that just made so much sense to me at the time. And I guess that was the beginning of what has created what I now call modern meditation, which is about meditating throughout the day. So that doesn't mean you don't have to do, or you can't do your half hour, hour, whatever you want in the morning. If you want to do that, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. If we only do those at the beginning or the end, or both, but not throughout the day, it is very difficult in the modern world with the busyness to retain a sense of mindfulness and a sense of presence throughout the day. So the modern meditation are simple techniques that are extremely easy to do, that you can do throughout the day. And they could be as short as just 10 seconds. Hmm. They can be 1 minute, they can be 2 minutes, but typically most of them takes less than 1 minute to do, which is, you know, we are now in a process of creating something called the Mindful Minute Method, which is going to be a big online program for people, helping them with doing this.
So I'm curious to hear from you. You know, I've done meditation in the past. We actually have a great Shambhala center very close to me. And when I first tried out for it, it was interesting to say the least. You know, I walked in, bunch of people, took off my shoes. You walk into this room and they do walking meditation. Mm-hmm. And I never tried this before, but it started off seated. And, you know, we were only seated for about 5 minutes. And once you get into the relaxed state, they have everybody stand up. And you're consciously walking around the room, but you're watching like every part of your foot as it touches the floor and slowly placing it down. And it was amazing to see the process of this all. And I think the first time I went, you know, I, just like many other people, had this thing in the back of my head of like, why am I doing this? What am I here? This is kind of silly. Like, I don't know if I can relax. And so to hear that, you know, you've got a method where this can happen in as little as a minute, you know, I'm very curious to hear what types of things are involved with quieting our minds and getting ourselves into this state of mind, you know, in such a quick period of time, you know, because for me, I think I was there for like a 90-minute session, and it took me probably 20 or 25 minutes to really kind of sink into it and to just be there.
Yeah. Again, there's nothing wrong with long meditations. My first meditation retreat that I did was a Vipassana 10-day silent retreat, which was an hour sitting, an hour walking, exactly that, slow walking, an hour sitting, then another hour walking into there for 14 hours a day. That was my introduction to meditation. And I don't regret that, and I don't say don't do that, but it's a pretty tough one for most Westerners to do that. The thing is, for most people, when they sit, say, in an hour meditation, the question I have is, for how long out of that hour are you actually meditating? And for how long time are you wandering in your mind? Because when you're wandering in your mind, you're actually not meditating in that moment, even though you might be sitting cross-legged in the right position and looking the right way. But if you are somewhere else in your mind, you're actually not meditating in that moment. So out of an hour, most people won't be meditating for more than a few minutes out of that entire hour. The rest, they're drifting off, and then they're coming back to the breathing, and they're drifting off for another minute or two, and then they're back to the breathing or whatever they're meditating on. So the way that I encourage people to do this throughout the day is just taking these little snacks where they just do that 1 minute where they're actually present for that 1 minute. So you, out of a minute, you might have 40, 50 seconds of actual meditation and only 10, 15 seconds of drifting. And then that, for that short time, it is amazing how present it will make you and how calm and focused it will make you. So whatever you're going to do for the next half hour, you're going to be more focused doing that. And then you just do another snack half an hour later for another half minute. So throughout the day, it's not going to add up to hours. It's right. Only going to add up to a few minutes. But it keeps you kind of becoming like really focused and still. And then that will drop off after a while. And then you just do another snack. It brings you up. And then it drop off and it brings you up.
But it's way steadier. It's way more steady.
So it keeps you... throughout the day. And then if you're doing a good chunk in the morning and a good chunk at night, that just really then anchors that in. So if you're willing to do both, that is absolutely fantastic. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
The fascinating thing is that people may think that this is really complicated, but it is not complicated at all. I can teach anybody to do that in less than a minute. And then, of course, I can give you, say 5, 6, 7 different kind of snacks that you can do. And each of those will take a while to teach to do that. But I haven't met anybody yet who can't do it like that instantly. And if you want to do one, we can do one right now.
I think we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's do one of my favorite ones. And again, you don't have to worry about your posture. You don't have to worry about that. You can. But, you can do this while you're driving. You can do it while you're cooking. You can do it while you're talking to somebody else if you're a bit more experienced. You can do it, pretty much everywhere. So if you don't need your eyes at the moment when you're listening to this, you can close your eyes because it's a little bit easier to do with the eyes closed. But if you need your eyes at this moment in time, just keep them open. And then just take a breath. Just take a breath, a conscious breath. It doesn't need to be big or small. It's just a conscious breath. And now become aware of the voice in your head. Do not listen to what the voice is saying, but listen to the sound of the voice itself, as if you were a microphone that is just recording the voice. It doesn't understand what the voice is saying. Just listen to your own voice in your head without any judgment. Now I want you to figure out exactly where in your head that voice is while you're listening to it. So you're listening to your own voice, the voice itself, and find out where in your head is that voice. And now take another conscious breath and open your eyes. And then just take a short moment just to be aware of how you're feeling right now and what might have changed. Just be aware of that. And maybe Seifan have something he might want to share with that, because I think you did it with me.
Yeah. So I'm very self-aware of, things going on with my body and the things I perceive. And so it was interesting to hear you say to, search where that voice is coming from, because I almost felt like I could pinpoint which part of my head it was coming from. And it surprisingly was not coming from my ears through the headphones. But I almost felt like there's a certain pocket in my mind of where the voice comes from, and that everything else is kind of clear. And it's just like this little section up here of, where all the talking is going on. So it was interesting to feel that and just try to be aware of that. It's
did
hard.
Did you feel a moment of a stillness or a slowing down of that voice while you were listening to it?
I really did, actually, because at first I heard exactly what it was saying, and as I worked towards, making it sound like there was a microphone in the room, I kind of heard it fade out, and it just became like, in Charlie Brown, where the teacher mumbles and just mwah, 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 you don't really comprehend what's being said. So I absolutely felt that kind of, I could still hear it. It was still there, but it no longer really had words to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So a level of stillness and a level of calmness comes with that in just a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
So you can now go and do that exercise, that meditation snack, as many times as you want. And every time you do it, it will create that kind of feeling of stillness. And the more you do it, the more the stillness will come with that.
Very nice. And I like that this is something that we can do throughout the day. And I like your perspective on that, because it's kind of like being able to take care of yourself throughout the day. And, you know, imagine if we woke up and we ate breakfast and we said, all right, this is all the food I have for the day. So I'm just going to wolf down a bunch of food over the next, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And that's what I got until 9 o'clock tonight. The problem is about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, you're probably going to realize that your stomach hurts pretty bad. And so I like your perspective in that if we can do this, you know, whether it's once an hour for just a minute or, you know, every other hour for just a minute, it's going to make a huge difference, you know, just like that whole eating breakfast thing. That's why, you know, most people eat at least 3 meals a day. Many of the fitness people recommend 5 to 7 smaller meals a day, you know, it's because our body reacts well to that. And you've got to keep, you know, that steady line instead of this whole up and down thing going on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what sort of applications does this have in my life and things going on? The ability to, you know, relax that voice. We talked about, you know, getting to sleep better. What other sort of effects or results can I see, you know, whether it's in my relationships with others or, you know, just in my working life by, you know, putting this into place?
Yeah. So to answer that, I would like to look at what is the essence of meditation, and why do we do it in any style of meditation, whether the modern meditation or any traditional forms of meditation? And when I started looking around in the world in the different traditions, I wanted to find out, what is this meditation really about? If I could find one thing that all of the different traditions had in common, then I said, well, I would be able to call that the essence of meditation. And what I discovered the essence was, is to be present. So the essence of all, whether it was meditating on a mantra or on a sound or on your breathing or on your body or on a flower or walking, all of that was about you being present in this very moment, doing whatever you're doing. So if that's the case, then you and I can be meditating while we are having this conversation. We can be meditating while we are driving our car, while we are cooking our dinner. Because if we are fully present in this moment, then we are actually in a state of meditation. So I came to the conclusion that meditation is not an activity. It is a state. And then we have meditation practices and meditation tools to get into the state of meditation, which is to be present. Then my next question was then, well, what is the purpose of meditation? And for me, the purpose of meditation is to connect. Why do people want to meditate? Why do they put so much energy and effort into that? It is because the magic, when you are actually connecting with who you truly are, whatever you want to call that, whether you want to call that your essence, or some people want to call it God, or source, or it doesn't matter the label, but that is really what people want and why people want to meditate. Because when you do that, and when that stillness, you know, people think it's about stilling the mind, but that's really not what a meditation is about. It is about connecting, but if our mind is busy all the time, we can't connect because it's taking up all the energy and keeping us from connecting with who we truly are at our core. So that is the purpose of meditating, is to get into that connection. Then what are the benefits of that? I mean, those benefits are absolutely endless, because if you're at work and you're in touch with that, that means that you're in touch with your intuition, you're in touch with your gut feeling, and you'll be making better decisions. You will also have more energy, because you're not wasting a lot of energy in the mind going through these endless loops of worrying about the same thing over and over and over again, and then not sleeping very well. So it makes you more focused, more present. When you're doing that around other people, that also makes you a better listener. And listening is one of those things that I believe is missing in this world. You know, there's a good saying, you know, we've got two ears and one mouth. There's a reason for that ratio. Trying to listen a little bit. I know I'm in an interview here, so I'm supposed to talk. But a lot of my work is actually about listening to where my clients and the people I'm working with are at. And then hopefully saying the right things at the right time, and then listening to them more than I need to be speaking. And in order to do that, you have to be present. Because I'm sure you know the feeling you're listening to somebody, but you're actually not, because you're already forming the next sentence you're going to say. You're already thinking about how you're going to answer what they're saying. Or you're thinking about dinner tonight and your holiday tomorrow. And all of that while they're talking to you, which means you're actually not fully present. You're not listening to what is being said. And therefore, you're not connecting with that person, just like you're not connecting with yourself. And for me, I think that's the key benefits that come, that for me comes with the meditation, is that connection to the core of who I am, which I believe is intelligent. It's not that I'm intelligent. It is like whoever created this, I think, was pretty smart. And it's a pretty amazing kind of invention, and life itself. And when we are connecting through that core of who we are connected to that intelligence that life is. Because we are life. We are not separate from life. But we are separating ourselves from life through this endless mind chatter. And then meditation is about stilling that. And when you still that, then you come in connection with life itself. And then what are you going to do with that? I mean, you don't need to worry about that, because that happens by itself, because that's what we call intuition or gut feeling.
Yeah, and I think that's
for
probably...
people, intuition and gut feeling is something that happens from time to time. It is not something they access consciously.
Right.
And that's what meditation does for you if you practice it enough. Meditation can get you to that place where you can access your intuition or your gut feeling consciously, not by accident.
And that's got to be where the magic happens, because so many people, you know, I would probably dare to say there's an epidemic today of people who feel meaningless or hopeless or purposeless. And I'd probably bet money that it's because they're not in touch with what's going on in here. You know, they're so busy being distracted by what's up here. And I think that you've got a really great way to start to turn that around, because now there's no more excuses. It's not, oh, you need a half an hour in the morning or at night. It's you need 60 seconds. And I'm pretty sure, you know, if I took a look around, if I walked out in the street, I could point out hundreds of people that spend more than 60 seconds in the bathroom. So I know that they have time to do that.
Yeah, the time is not the problem.
Yeah. So
my next book, by the way, my book I'm writing at the moment is about time management. A Complete Waste of Time is the title of the book. So yeah, that's that whole concept about time, because where does time go when this stops and you're just, where is time for the baby? Now, to the baby, there is no such thing as time, but the baby still get a lot of stuff done in a day, you know? So if we could operate the way the baby does, you know, with the abilities we have as adults, you need to imagine what can be done in that way. And then time is not going to be, it's not the problem any longer.
Time was probably our worst invention, I think, because time makes us worry, you know? We're always worried about being somewhere or doing something or where we're supposed to be. And man, I think time ruins a lot of things. So I'm excited to see what happens with that book.
Yeah.
So share with me, I know you've got, there's a web TV show out there with some really great stuff. There's a website out there. You've got your book. So the book is called The Quick Fix to Any Problem. And you've got Fresh Off the Press right there.
Fresh off the press here, yep. Yeah, it's as an ebook and as a paperback now on Amazon. So you just go in and search either my name, Mikael Nielsen, or the Quick Fix, and it will come up at the top of the search in Amazon for that. And in that book, there is a lot of mention towards the end of the meditation snacking and the meditation programs, and there's a resource listed at the end of the book that has that in it. You can also go to the website, the-quick-fix.com, and on that are all those resources. It's called Inspirations, and there are the links to the my modern meditation audio program and my modern meditation webinar program. And when we get the Mindful Minute Method program finalized, then that will be on that web page also.
So
So,
I'm sure everyone
all of
needs to
us.
follow that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And the other thing is my web TV. I host a monthly web TV show called Awareness: The Key to the Driver's Seat, which is actually also talked about in the book. I really like this concept of the driver's seat. You know, are you in the driver's seat of your life, or are you in the passenger seat? The show is about talking about things like that, and including meditation. So in my monthly program, there is a meditation snack. We start every program with a meditation snack and finish with a meditation snack in that. And you can find that on authenticyou.tv. And there's a number of presenters there, and I'm one of them.
That sounds great. Well, Mikhail, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. It's been really great, and obviously, I want to let you get to bed because I'm sure it's getting close to about 2 o'clock in the morning over there.
I'm feeling really awake now. I'm not going to be able to sleep for the next few hours.
You ready to write another book?
Write another book, or I might just have a meditation snack and then go to bed.
Sounds like a plan. Well, thanks so much for spending time with me, and we'll definitely talk to you soon.
Yeah. Thank you, Saber. Thank you for having me here on your program. Much appreciated.